My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Hey, all of this is bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover, lover.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Actually, I want to do a quick. We got Loogie in here. I want to talk to Loogie, Hoff, Zoo, and Maresh. I want a quick thing. I haven't heard them talk about this on their show yet, and they're coming up at two. Is Evan here today or no? Is it Evan and Tiki? Okay, Evan is here. What do we think the Mets celebration is? Do we know what that is? Not the OMG thing. You know, the slap thing? What is that? Do we have any?
I mean, I haven't confirmed it, but I think it's a tush.
What?
Smacking a tush?
Zoo, what do you think it is?
I was about to say the same thing, smacking that booty.
What the hell? What's Loogie's vote on this?
Lou, get over here.
Because he's, you know, Loogie is the leader of the Mets Brigade. Yeah.
But first of all, no, that's I'm not going to give that to him.
Oh, no, he says he is.
He says he is, but who? You guys have asked me from jump how the Mets were going to do the season, and I've never wavered. They're going to be you've been over 500, going to win 85 games.
No, I understand that. You've been positive. I thought delusional, and I think at times it sounds, not you, but if you back this Mets team, it sounds delusional. But yeah, Loogie is claimed to be the face of the Mets, and he's been positive and all this and all that. I'd just be curious, like, what is that celebration? I like it. They hold one arm up, and then the hand, like, it looks like a door, kind of, like, forward
smacking a baby.
Do you know
maybe
what that is, Loogie, or no? What are we talking about? You claim to be not only the future of the station, but also the leader of the Mets positivity brigade here. What's that Mets celebration? Not the OMG thing, the other one, the slapping whatever they're doing thing.
Initially, when I saw it, I thought that's something I would do with my wife after a few drinks.
Okay,
a little slap on a booty.
Loogie getting
That's where my mind went. Absolutely.
So Hoff says smack on the butt. Zoo says smack on the butt. You're saying, now you said initially, do you still think that or no?
I do.
That's what they're doing? Smacking that ass?
Yes, I think so.
Is that what's going on?
I think so. Listen, they have way too many gimmicks, but I think that they are slapping the booty. Absolutely.
They do it forward and backward,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the little love tap on both cheeks, quite frankly.
That's the move?
Yes.
Has anybody ever actually used that? Like you... I've
watched it.
That's not the Mets are celebrating. Hit somebody. Can we get confirmation? I'm serious. Can you call the Mets? They can't do that. Like the thumbs down thing was one thing. You can't be smack like the Yankees did the thumbs down. People
yes.
ask about it, then they say where it comes from. Smacking the ball, whatever, fine or whatever, like high five. I assume. Why is everybody going to the butt thing? Why can't it just be like high fives and backwards high fives?
Well, last year they all had, you know, they would come together after the wins.
Oh,
and they
yeah,
would
the,
all
the little thrust.
Yeah,
the hip thrust.
A touching of the, you know.
I'm going to need clarification on this. Can somebody ask them about this? Like, can we ask the Mets?
I'm going to find out from somebody real quick.
The only other thing I can think of is challenging somebody to a duel back in the day when you used to take your glove off and slap them in both faces as I hit the microphone in the future here.
I don't think it hurt.
As I break my finger on the air here. That's the only other thing I could think of.
But the hand game, like at the lunch table, you used to put the hands in the middle of the table and remember, get that smacked? You ever have that?
Yeah. That was when you had like this.
The longest? Right. That one too, right. You hold out your hands, and then there was another one. Kid used to want you put your hands together on the table, and you'd wind up and just as hard as you can smack the hand. Even that just hurt right there.
All I know is this reeks of Pete Alonso. This is like the doofus type of thing. I think it's an Alonso thing.
No, Loogie. Come on. No way. So you get a full show today? Evan and Tiki both here?
Evan and Tiki both here.
There you go. All right, Loogie, you'll hear him in a little less than an hour. Thank you for coming in, Loogie. Appreciate it. I just want to get a little poll on where we're at. Because most people that I ask, hey, what is that Mets celebration? They're like, what do you think it is? Like, what do you mean, what do I think it is? I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Well, it's kinda, my mind doesn't go right to sexual. Now, maybe it's because I've been married for a while, and you know, that could be. But no, I'm not going right to sexual. Like,
But put two and two together.
I'm trying to.
Look what they're doing on the field. They're smacking that
ball.
Smacking that butt, whatever it is.
I need to know where this celebration, what the origin was of this celebration and what it means. I want to know where it started, who started it, and what it means.
What if
because it can't be that. It cannot be that. And it shouldn't be that. That's ridiculous if it is that. Keep that stuff in the clubhouse. You can't do that out in public where we all can see it. And then you're going to have kids. And I'm trying to be like PC here. I don't care if kids mock it, but that's why I'm saying it can't be. The Mets aren't that dumb to have that be a rated R celebration in the public, are they?
Well, they could be, but here's the other thing too is if it is a rated R celebration, they're not going to actually tell us it. Am I right?
Well, they have to. Well, but then what is it? I want to know what it is.
Well, maybe they're, you know, smacking a baby.
If somebody asks them flat out, if we either call the Mets or I go there myself in the clubhouse and get a credential and go there and ask somebody, hey, what's this celebration? They're not going to have an answer for that? It comes from somewhere. Somebody started it, and it means something. All I want to know is what it means. It's out there in the public for everybody to see, so it can't be that bad. What is it? I'm curious.
Now, what if they're hiding that? Because maybe it's a little something like you alluded to earlier with that thumbs down, where maybe they're smacking the fans' booties. Because they've been looking at the crowd every time they do it, for the most part. Outside of,
no,
you know, they
I
do
think
it to
they
the
look
dugout.
At each other.
But they always look to center field
see,
as well.
And you bring up a good point, too. That's why I don't think it's anything bad, because they already learned from the thumbs down. I assume they learned from the thumbs down thing. You know?
Well, I have an inside source there, so I'm reaching out to them.
Okay. I want to know what it means. It's cool. It looks nice. You know, they're holding like one arm up as if he's like holding.
But as I was saying, like holding like a baby's feet. And
no,
then,
no,
like,
it could be a baby's feet.
I don't know, because do you ever see like when a newborn,
what the hell?
They smack? Yeah.
No,
they don't do that anymore.
What are you talking about? A baby's feet.
When they're first born.
Yeah.
They hold them upside down and smack them.
Who's they?
Doctors.
Hold a baby upside down.
You've never
smack
heard that before?
No,
yes.
I haven't. What kind of, what is this?
Get them breathing. Get them a little tap.
No. That's what they're doing?
I mean, that's another thing I'm thinking of.
Maybe, see, now maybe we're getting closer to something, getting the offense breathing. Smack it a
little
bit.
There you go.
Wake up a little bit.
wake up.
Smack your face a little bit. Wake you up a little bit.
Very deep.
That would be my vote.
You know what they should?
More so than smacking a butt. Like, what is that going to do?
You know what they should have really done? They should have taken out the smelling salt, and every time they just go on, you know, like a type of thing.
What the hell?
Smelling salt, wake me up.
What? What? That's a horrible idea. Let's get clarification for that. I've been thinking about it for weeks. I mean, how could you not see it? They do it all the time. The Mets have been raking. Every time they get a base hit, they do it to each other. They look at the dugout. I mean, this has become a popular thing. Remember, they used to, Reyes in the day used to shine the light. All these different things. You know, the thumbs down thing, whatever. But every team's got their celebration. I want to know what this one is for the Mets. I think we should know. We see it every night. We watch it. It's on TV. Everybody sees it every time they get a hit. What is it? What does it mean? What's the origin of it? We've gotten the deep stories now on Iglesias and the meaning of his song and the OMG and that party. I want a deep dive on what this celebration is. Actually, I don't even want a deep dive. I want an answer.
So I actually did a little bit of a little research here while we were talking, and on a Reddit page, so take it with a grain of salt. But once I've read it, I'm like, oh, this makes really...
Okay.
They're wiping the slate clean.
Hmm.
So, you know, a little window wash, wipe, clean.
Wax on, wax off.
Exactly.
It's, yeah, you know what it is? Show me. I think he's showing side to side, which was what? Which one was side to side? No, not sand the floor. Show me sand the floor. No, that's not sand the floor. It's not wax on, wax off. No, wax on. Wax on. That's all. It's not that one. Show me side to side. That's the one I think that they're doing. The side to side. It was using the paintbrush. Yeah, that is. Paint the house, maybe. Remember Danielson painted the house?
It wasn't paint, though. I think it was gloss finish.
Well, whatever. Yeah, it was that green paint. Hey. Always look high. Maybe that's what they're doing. I think we figured it out side to side. 40 years ago, paint the house. They're painting maybe the paintbrush. Wipe it clean. I don't know, but I want to get an answer to that. I need to know. But you guys all go right to the gutter right away. There's no way they're doing that. And everybody that I've asked about this says the same thing.
What do you think it means? It's pretty obvious. Smacking that ass, man.
No, I don't think so. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT is off. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tony's calling from Cape Cod, New Jersey. What's up, Tony?
Hey, man. You guys are making me laugh a lot right now. So I actually have a different theory on this. I think that they were at a wedding, and Pete Alonso was dancing the sprinkler, and they're all just dancing the sprinkler like Pete Alonso at a wedding.
Well, you're talking about the home run celebration?
Yeah.
Well, that we know what that is. That's the OMG video that Jose Iglesias...
No, not the OMG. The thing you guys were just talking about. Yeah. It looks like he's doing a sprinkler.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Look, I'm up for suggestions. I don't know if that's the one, Tony, and thank you for the call. Jerry is calling from Bergen County. Jerry?
Hey, what's going on? Great conversation we're having today on the Fan, but the question is why do guys always smack each other's ass in sports? Women, I was having this conversation with my wife. Like, why do we sexualize it? Why are we touching each other's rear ends? Women don't smack each other.
No, I don't think it's a sexual thing, Jerry. I mean, it's just a pat on the butt, and thank you for the call. I mean, that's been going on since Little League. Go get him, kid, and you pat you on the butt and get out there. I don't know if it's I know it's not a sexual thing. I mean, I know it can be, but in that particular case, guys on the field just, hey, good job. You know, a little pat on the butt. Go get him. I don't know why that's the case. I don't know where it started from, but I don't know. It was just a go get him or good job. There you go, buddy. What the hell are we talking about here? Chris is calling from Flint, Michigan. Chris?
Hey, Sal. I'll keep it short because I know it gets a little loud when I'm working in here in the plant, but I think the wipe the slate clean could be it, but the way I took it, it started happening right after the in-house meeting with the players only. I think it's like a slap, like a paintbrush slap to wake up. I think it's a wake-up call.
I like
call.
It. There That's you go, I Chris. I like it. Thank you for the call. Now we're getting somewhere. So you guys are helping me figure it out because at first I didn't know what it was. But then everybody that I asked said it was a sexual thing. I was like, there's no way the Mets would be doing that knowing that this is public. Whatever it is, it's their thing. It's fine. But they do it in public. I'm allowed to ask about it or be curious about it. Nobody's ever thought about this before. You just watch the game and see that they're hitting baseballs all over the place, smacking doubles and home runs and base hits and doing that sign to each other. And nobody's thinking, what is that? You just go, oh, yeah, okay. Easy. You can't help but see it happens every hit, literally every hit. They look at the dugout and give that sign. What does it mean? Natural Body Steve is in Howard Beach.
I have four babies, and I've never witnessed any of them get smacked in the ass. I don't know what's going on with the hop. But
I don't know where he got that from either.
I've never seen that. But anyway, you know, as far as the Yanks are concerned, if they incur playoff misery, it's going to be the same reason they've incurred playoff misery and failed the last 20 years when they have failed. It's because they can't hit. Let me get to, I heard you talk about, you know, leaving situations that you want nothing to do with. Now, here's what I do when I get my baseballs busted. I always carry a green tea bags in my pocket. So whenever I'm faced with some type of adversity or some situation where I want no part of, and I got four kids, I go right to the tea bagging. And it's always a great resort to just be able to teabag whenever you want.
Steve. Well, we've known for a while, and now you guys learn that Steve in Howard Beach is, of course, a big teabagger. Kristen is calling from West Milford. Kristen?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to comment on that last caller. I've played female sports my whole life. I'm a grown woman. We smack each other on the butts all the time. It's like a go get them, you know?
Yeah, there you go. All right, good for you, Kristen. Yeah. It's a go get. It's just part
it's
of...
not just men.
Yeah, no, I didn't think that that was the case. Now, I did not play women's sports, you know, being that I was born a male, but... Yeah, and maybe my daughter will play one day, and maybe she'll be smacking people on the butt. I don't know. And thank you for the call, Kristen, for checking in, bringing a different perspective, of course. Yeah, I mean, Huff, is that still a thing in Little League? You coach your son's Little League, you were saying before. Is that, you know, smacking each other on the butt? That's still a thing?
Sometimes. Not
because
not
nowadays,
much.
Yeah, nowadays, you got to be careful. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I think if it happens, it's probably like the older kids,
right?
You know, type of thing where it's not like the young kids aren't really getting those smacks.
Yeah, I don't even like touching people anymore. Like yesterday, I remember I talked about it with Mercedes Moné, who was in here. We were taking the pictures, and I was like, hands in the pocket, arms in the air. Like, I don't. Yeah, I ride the subway. I got my arms up. I'm holding the pole. I'm holding on to something. I'm like, I don't want any issues. I'm not touching anybody. I'm just looking to get to work. I don't want any problems here. Nobody taking videos or any kind of, you know, you get sometimes on a jam subway, you know, you're going to bump into some things.
They call that the Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, when he takes pictures with fans, doesn't touch, doesn't handshake, doesn't do anything. He just stands there.
Good.
That's it.
I'm taking that over. I like that. And what Steve was saying before about leaving certain events, I wasn't leaving certain events I don't want to be at. I'm not going to them anymore. I'm done. I'm done doing things I don't want to do. Go visit the neighbors. Go visit the family. This party, that party. I'm good. Send a card. Shoot you a text even. Maybe shoot you a text a little bit. Take some time to do that. I'm done. And I'm getting ahead of it because my daughter is, you know, she just turned 3. So as she gets older here in the near future, there's going to be friends at school, and there's going to be dances, and there's going to be this and that. And Daddy doesn't want to do that. Now, maybe I get to a point where I want to do it, and then I go. But ultimately, I'm not doing anything.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thing that I don't want to do anymore.
World Series over! Yankees win! The Yankees win!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Sal is calling from Westchester. What's up, Sal?
Sal, what's going on?
How are you, Sal?
I'm not doing too good listening to you pumping your chest out over there.
What do you mean?
Like, you're a microphone bully.
I'm just doing my job. I'm doing my job.
Sal, you're doing more than your job. This is a lot of pent-up frustration from your childhood.
No, it's not. Sal, it's not. Hey, Sal, get lost, will you? Don't talk about my childhood. Kiss my ass. Who do you think you are? Get lost. Wait, are you calling to talk about the Yankees, or are you calling to talk about me? Because if you call to talk about me, we're not going to have that conversation. I don't need to talk about me. Why do you want to talk about me? I want to talk about the Yankees. I'm not puffing my chest out. I'm actually frustrated for Yankee fans. I feel your frustration. I'm telling you, it's still going to be about the postseason. But, Sal, you seem like you're having a rough day. Maybe you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and you're angry, you're frustrated with your team, maybe something's bothering you, and you're trying to take it out on me. I'm going to ignore that, though, and I want to make you feel good. So to do so, I'm going to play you a little song right now.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, Sal. Familiar with it. Sal, you could use that in your life. Matter of fact, the Yankees could use a little OMG in their life. The song is released today by Jose Iglesias, the Mets second baseman. Should be the starting second baseman, but, you know, Mets backup second baseman. He came out with that hit. How can you not hear that? You know what I'm saying, Zoo? You hear that song, you just feel good. There you have it. Call of the day right there. We got started nice and early with Sal, who seemed to be in an unpleasant mood. Well, we tried to correct it with the OMG song. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. On the topic of the OMG song, to me, that is more, and I'm not trying to knock Grimace again. We've made our amends. I love Grimace. It's all good. I'm embracing the purple fury or the purple storm, whatever you want to say here. Grimace has been great, and people are having a lot of fun with it. But the reason why I personally like the OMG Mets better than the Grimace Mets is because it's a natural thing that came from the team, within the team that they created. Not only did the Iglesias, a player on the team, come up with the song and that it's good, but it bonded them as a team. We get to see it and then enjoy it from afar as fans, but they started it. That's why it's easy to get behind, as opposed to Grimace, who somebody somewhere, probably on the internet, made up some thing about, oh, well, the Mets are 5-0 since Grimace threw out the first pitch, and then everybody just goes nuts. LOL Mets and LOL Grimace and this and that, and it took on, you know, a life of its own just to a ridiculous level. That's why I didn't initially get behind it. But I'm good with Grimace now. I'm just saying the OMG Mets to me is a more fun thing, a more organic, natural thing that actually came from the team so I could get behind that. You know, that and that celebration, whatever that celebration is. Phil is in Shirley. Phil, you know what that celebration is that they do?
Yeah, I got some sources, Sal, and they told me that it's actually turning the page, getting on to the next one, and that seems kind of logical.
Turning the page. Yeah, that actually does make sense because the way that they move their hand forward and back, you know, holding something up and turning the page, okay. My question would be, then why haven't they come out and say that? Somebody had to ask about this, no?
Yes. But my one thing I want to say is, Sal, I don't care who you want to say it, the Grimace Mets, the OMG Mets. I don't care. It's a great day to be a Mets fan, Sal. 500, going over 500 tonight. We're going to beat the Astros. No one can stop us. Let's go. We're on to the playoffs.
There you go, Phil. I'll take it a step further, and thank you for the call. I don't know about tonight and the Astros. I think it's going to be a tough series here. It's two hottest teams in baseball. Could be, dare I say, a World Series preview. And I could actually say that without even being made fun of. Like, I mean, both these teams are as hot as there are in baseball right now, and they could go to the postseason, and anything could happen in the postseason. Could be a little World Series preview this weekend. Everybody got pumped up for the Yankees-Dodgers a couple weeks ago. What about the Mets-Stros this weekend? But I'm not going to go that far. I think the Mets could have, you know, at some point they're going to start to lose some series here. And the way the Astros are playing and what they're pitching, maybe it's this one. Doesn't matter, even if they do, not a big deal. But the step further would be the worst may now be behind the Mets and their fans. It might finally be over. We had talked about this year, one of the things being so frustrating about it, that it wasn't supposed to be like this after Steve Cohen took over. And yet here we are, where even they who lower the expectations try to under-promise, over-deliver, they go the other way. Under-promise, under-deliver. This wasn't supposed to happen. Well, they've turned the corner in a big way. Back to 500, looking like a playoff team, going to make a playoff push this year. And beyond this year, this may just be the beginning. I really believe that. That's why I said King Cohen, and I'd rather be nobody else than him and the Mets, you know, the Mets organization, with what they did at the deadline last year, buying prospects, learning from his mistakes, getting the farm system in order, getting the payroll in order, you know, so dead money coming off the books. Don't go spend recklessly on aging former stars. He's learned. And now I think he's that much more dangerous because of it. They went after Yamamoto. Didn't work out. They're going to go after Soto. That one may work out. And others as well. Now that will be in, you know, in addition to what's going on now. Whether it's the young guys, whether it's the guys that are producing at the major league level right now with this club. Mendy being the leader in that, you know, dugout as the manager. There's a lot to be excited for if you're a Mets fan, not just because of this run, but because of what it could be moving forward. Dan is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, Sal? It's a pleasure to be talking to the quote-unquote microphone bully. I know you're a big Mets guy, but I'm actually calling for a little Yankee therapy. I go through this every year with Aaron Boone, and I know the days of, you know, the Billy Martin-type managers are long gone. But every year when the Yankees are going good, I'm like, all right, maybe this guy isn't so bad. But then when they go into a rut like they're in right now, I have, and I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I have no faith in him on how to, like, lead them through, like, the stormy waters. And I know that's going back to the glory years, but, like, when Torrey was the manager, even when Girardi was the manager, I had faith in them being able to guide that plane onto the aircraft carrier, you know, out in the middle of the ocean. I mean, I don't have the faith in him. And, like, and when he says stuff like just recently, it's good to get your teeth kicked in now. You know, sometimes that's good. Like, who says it like that? I mean, yeah, that's true, but I don't know. I don't think it just doesn't come off well to me. I always feel like he's ready to give everybody like a lollipop. Oh, good try. And
I think that's fair. I think it's all fair,
you know,
Dan.
What I mean?
Yeah, I do. And he said the teeth kicked in, all that. He was also trying to say that this is going to be a good thing. We'll look back at this and say, well, no, this is not a good thing. Getting your teeth kicked in on a nightly basis is not.
Yeah.
And you might one day look back on this and say, hey, we learned from that going through that adversity. You can't say that while you're in it. While you're in it and it's happening, you have to have a different mindset. Look, this is not on Aaron Boone, but you're right where he has been a coddler here for the most part.
Okay. All right. Good. Because sometimes, I don't know, like I read things, I listen to other Yankee fans call in and everything, and I just feel like everybody wants to give him a pass, and I'm not giving Cashman a pass either with the way he's kind of built rosters lift, you know, over the last few years, but It's just, I mean, it's just frustrating, and it's...
It's not, I get it, Dan.
Know.
No, I get it. You're right, it's frustrating, and thank you for the call. This is not Aaron Boone's fault. He didn't forget all of a sudden how to manage. He didn't forget how to write out a lineup. Two knocks. For me, he's got to prove himself in the postseason as a manager. That's really it. The other thing would be that he is a player's manager, and even when things are bad. Now, some would say that, well, when things are bad, you don't want to pile on. You want to try to be even keel and say positive things, and that's what he's doing. That's just his personality. That's how he is as a manager. Glaber boots a couple of balls. He's going to say, yeah, he should have made that play, but did you see how he played defense the last few weeks? And we say, well, yeah, we don't want to hear that because overall he hasn't been good enough. Now, maybe Boone holds him accountable behind the scenes. He did keep him out of the lineup, so that's one example. But publicly, even when things are going poorly, he likes to shine a positive light on things. We're going to learn a lot about not only Boone, but this Yankee group. You learn about players, you learn about teams when they go through adversity. You learn about people when they go through adversity. Everybody deals with it in some way, shape, or form in every walk of life. We all go through it. Adversity is bound to hit. When it does, how do you respond? Everything's great when you're winning. You're rolling people. Soto doing the roll call. Fans are loving it. Verdugo barking. But when he starts hitting the double plays, how do you respond? How do you handle the adversity? When you start getting your teeth kicked in, his words, not mine, how do you respond? So far, after the Subway Series, a non-competitive Subway Series, the Yankees went out there and laid another egg. Another non-competitive game. How do they respond? Rodon has had now a couple of bad starts in a row. Awful then awful season last year. He didn't respond at all last year. This year, things are going well. He's pitching okay. Everybody, oh, look, Rodon's back. Soon as adversity hits, what's happened? And that's why I called the Yankees bullies to start the show. Bullies pick on everybody, beat up on everybody until they get popped in the mouth. Then what? Then they go and run home and cry to mommy. And right now, the Yankees are running home and crying to mommy. Or daddy, like Aaron Boone is their daddy right now. And he's saying, it's okay, we'll be all right, this will be fine. And maybe they will be. But they've got to show that they can get out of it. And even if they do, I still can't trust that they're going to be the force that we expected them to be when they were playing at their best this year in October. That is the biggest issue.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
BT and Sal back on the fan. BT is off. We got Evan and Tiki there coming up next. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. You know, Hoff, it never registered at all that I would potentially be interested in Sunday night's pay-per-view on for AEW. But then we had Mercedes Moné in yesterday, and I am a fan of hers, and she was very nice and, you know, good interview, and then we were talking a little bit afterward. Now I'm interested. Now I might want to go to that event. It's at UBS. I forget the exact name of it, but whatever it is, a pay-per-view. Forbidden Door. Thank you, Zoo. The Forbidden Door. Now, Zoo, would you watch this? Hoff, you would not normally watch this, right? You would have no interest in it?
Not typically. I've watched a couple of them. Some of my buddies are in there. So.
Zoo, were you planning on watching this anyway?
I'm actually going.
Oh, you are going?
Yeah, I'm
going
to be in the house.
You bought tickets or you got tickets?
I had bought tickets with a friend, but then I actually got offered some tickets, so I might be taking those.
Well, look at this. Now, we didn't get any tickets offered. Hoff, what's
look
going on?
Look at Zoo
here?
Taking over, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
he just knows what to do.
All right, so anyway, I want to see her match.
Bro, get over there, man. We'll meet up before. We'll have a couple libations.
Yeah, you know, I'd potentially be interested in that, but it just, you know, I was a fan of hers in the WWE. I always want to say WWF. But now I'm interested in Mercedes Moné and what she's going to do. She's going to win both those belts on Sunday night. You want to go, huh, for what? What are we looking
at? I think I have to go now. I mean, meeting her and just, again, I've watched some of her recent fights like you probably did too. Now you get wrapped into it. Now you know the storylines a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
right.
now you want to definitely get there and be there live.
You just nailed it. Now I'm interested. Like, there's a storyline there. I was out of it for a while. Didn't really care. But now that she's, you know, we got to talk to her in person, and she's going to be performing at UBS, now I want to see what happens. And then maybe I'll start to follow at least her aspect of it moving forward.
And the next time she comes back, she'll have both belts.
Yeah, maybe. And BTS to hold the belt yesterday.
You can't do that, dude. That's, like, illegal. Like, you should not be. It's like the Stanley Cup. Like, you don't pick up the cup. It's not yours.
Well, she let him hold it.
Yeah, I know. She was being nice. But, like, BT should know better.
No, that's BT. I give him credit.
No.
I give him credit for that. I wish I was more brash at times. No?
Not in that instance. Because you got to remember this. Like, Sean O'Malley, one of the UFC fighters, came through here. And I was like, oh, he brought the belt with them. And he was showing it off. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And he's like, yo, you want to hold it? I go, no, man, you earned that. Like, I didn't do anything.
I'm trying to think. I think the only time I might have, actually, no, two times. So I would, well, maybe three times if you throw Kenny Danico in there. Remember years ago, we were hanging out with Ken Danico at the 40-40 Club after, like, some WFAN event. He was letting people hold one of his Stanley Cup rings. So I was touching that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Even though it was a Devil's thing, it was still a Stanley Cup ring. Then I had Davey Johnson in studio when I was in the minors at WOR. And I was talking about the 86 Mets. I'm like, Davey, you know, you, like, I grew up watching your legend and talking about 86. I'm like, yeah, I even see the ring. You got the ring. He takes it off his finger, flings it across the studio table, and is like, here, you want to hold it? You want to have it? I'm like, what? I took it. I was taking pictures with it. And I actually think if I asked for it, Davey might have been like, yeah, give me $100 or something. I don't know. And then Joe Torre last year, when we went up for the Joe Torre golf event. What's it called again? Do you remember the name of it? Safe at Home Golf Event.
Yes,
charity.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I forget safe exactly where it was. Somewhere safe at home. We were up in Westchester, and I'm telling Joe, I'm like, Joe, I got to be honest with you. I hated your guts. Like, I hated the Yankees. And he was wearing the freaking 2000 Subway Series ring, the championship ring from 2000. He took it off and let me look at it and hold it. And it was really cool. Joe Torre was great in person. But I didn't ask. I didn't say, hey, Joe, let me get that ring, or hey, Davey, let me get that ring. BT was like, hey, Sasha, let me see that belt. And she, or not Sasha, I keep calling her Sasha, but hey, Mercedes, let me see that belt. And
didn't he do that as well from at the Hard Rock too? That he took the
championship ring out of the case.
Yeah.
They might have brought that over to him. I don't think he asked for that one. But I respect it. BT can be brash at times. Like, but did I really want to take a picture with the belt? No, I want to take a picture with Mercedes. We got that done. I didn't need to hold the belt. But two belts, maybe, I don't know, maybe a different story.
That is special. You hold one, she hold the other.
I'll hold one, and BT can hold the purple one. Because she said that the one
the new
that
one's going to be purple.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
But wouldn't you want to hold the purple one for Grimace, though? You're a Grimace guy now.
Excellent point. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT enjoying an off day. He'll be back with us on Monday. Frank is calling from White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Sal.
Yes.
I listen to you when you used to be at night. I listen to you all the time. I'm a huge fan. And, you know, a couple calls ago, that guy doesn't deserve to have your name. He should change his freaking name, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you, Frank. Yes, he should change his name. I agree with that. How dare another Sal come after me like that?
No way. He shouldn't come after you like that. That's horrible.
Nah, that's all right. Anyway, we got him, Frank. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal, you know, New York Mets is doing very well, okay? And what happened is now, I hope to God, Sal, they're not going to go and sell. Like last year, if you remember, they used to be pretty bad. But Arizona was worse than them, and they wind up and going to the World Series. You remember?
Yes, we referenced it earlier, Frank, and in case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. The caller that you're talking about, or me referencing the fact that the Diamondbacks and then the Phillies the year before that, there is no reason. I'm not saying this Mets team is a World Series team. However, there is no reason to say that they cannot be. It's not outlandish to think that what I believe now is a playoff team could get in and maybe go to the World Series.
They shouldn't sell. We're watching a good baseball, and we're having fun watching it as a fan. And all this good stuff, and I don't think they should sell. I think they should really get somebody, you know, some pitching that would lead to the next year, you know.
You're right, Frank, and thank you for the call, and we do appreciate the support. You're right. They are buyers. The New York Mets, I cannot believe I'm saying this, they are buyers. They should be buyers. Not halfwayers, not sellers, buyers. They need pitching. Bullpen arms and an arm in the rotation. That would be my wish list. I would also look to change. I'm not opposed to changing some of the structure of the lineup, whether that's moving on from Marte, McNeil, or Alonso. I wouldn't be opposed to. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't know what the value is for McNeil and Marte, and I don't think they're going to have the stones to trade Pete. Now, maybe Pete gets going here and can be an impact player and help that lineup out, but right now, they've basically been doing this without Pete. I view certain pieces as guys who could be moved just to change the look and the structure of the ball club, like Marte, like Pete, like McNeil. Certain guys, though, being traded would be selling. If you trade Severino, you're selling. Guys that I would be looking to trade would be Alonso, McNeil, Marte, Senga. I know it sounds crazy for Senga. I just don't like the fact that it's taken him forever to come back here. And now that the Mets are winning, it seems like he's going to be a willing participant. No thanks. I want a gamer. And maybe you could get something of value for him. And again, I'm not looking to kick him out of town. I'd like to see him come back and start pitching. Chris is calling from Virginia. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just want to make three quick points. And now two, because you knocked out the Mets points, because I think they're going to be buyers with the way they're playing. My first point I want to make is, I took your suggestion, started listening to that Jose Iglesias song.
Yes.
Super catchy. I like that song
very
a lot.
Very good song, right? Super I don't know catchy. What it says, but it's catchy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Second, going off that Mets buyers point, if you had to prioritize all the different positions, which one would you want to be first? I think bullpen. And then the last point I just wanted to make was about your Atlanta Falcons, because now they have Kirk Cousins. Do you think your Falcons will win the division? So I just want to see what you think about that.
I thank you for the call, Chris. I do. We'll get to the Falcons. I mean, we're not going to get to the Falcons. We'll get to football, and I will mention that more so August, and we could go over predictions or whatever it may be. But, yeah, I would be surprised at this point, and not just because of Kirk Cousins, because I think their team is as good as anybody else in the NFC South, and I like Raheem Moore, so I think they will be a division-winning team. But I agree with you that it should be bullpen. The Mets' bullpen right now is scary bad. Now, I know it's without Diaz, but even if Diaz comes back, I'm still not 100% sold that he's going to be close to what he was in 2022. I don't expect him to be what he was, but he's got to be close to that for this Mets team to have a real chance. I think he could be okay. I'm still a little nervous about that, though. But even with that, they need arms. Their bullpen needs help. They've been hurt by Raley going down. Now, I know Drew Smith is hurt. I don't think Drew Smith is any good, so I don't think they lose much there. I love Hauser, but he's a long man. They need guys to get high leverage outs late in games. At least one. They lose Raley. That stinks. Ottavino has not been very good this year. Now maybe he can kind of level out and right the ship. I don't trust Reed Garrett. There's not enough there. You know, Diekman, Young, these guys, they need help. They need bullpen help. That's what I would prioritize. We say goodbye to you today with the smooth, pleasurable sounds of Jose Iglesias. Enjoy your weekend. Both Mets fans, Yankee fans, everybody, enjoy your summer weekend. BT and I will be back again together on Monday at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hoff as well. Evan and Teek, you're coming up next. We'll see you Monday.
Puede que esté crazy, pero no lazy, y hasta lograrlo voy a seguir. Oh my God, todo lo malo echado para allá. Oh my God, dame salud y prosperidad. Que se me alineen todos los planetas, que mi cartera no haga más dieta. Que me visite la buena suerte para ayudar a toda mi gente. Oh my God, todo lo malo echado para
allá. Best this year. In October. That is the biggest issue.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Big bucks and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing
in your face, you get sprung.
BT and Sal back on the fan. BT is off. We got Evan and Tiki there coming up next. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. You know, Hoff, it never registered at all that I would potentially be interested in Sunday night's pay-per-view on for AEW. But then we had Mercedes Moné in yesterday, and I am a fan of hers, and she was very nice and, you know, good interview. And then we were talking a little bit afterward. Now I'm interested. Now I might want to go to that event. It's at UBS. I forget the exact name of it, but whatever it is, a pay-per-view. Forbidden Door. Thank you, Zoo. The Forbidden Door. Now, Zoo, would you watch this? Hoff, you would not normally watch this, right? You would have no interest in it?
Not typically. I've watched a couple of them. Some of my buddies are in there. So.
Zoo, were you planning on watching this anyway?
I'm actually going.
Oh, you are going?
Yeah, I'm
going
to be in the house.
You bought tickets or you got tickets?
I had bought tickets with a friend, but then I actually got offered some tickets, so I might be taking those.
Well, look at this. Now, we didn't get any tickets offered. Hoff, what's
going on?
Look
at Zoo taking over, man.
Yeah.
He knows what to do.
All right. So anyway, I want to see her match.
Bro, get over there, man. We'll meet up before. We'll have a couple libations.
Yeah. You know, I'd potentially be interested in that. But it just, you know, I was a fan of hers in the WWE. I always want to say WWF. But now I'm interested in Mercedes Moné and what she's going to do. She's going to win both those belts on Sunday night. You want to go, huh? For what? What are you looking at?
I think I have to go now. I mean, meeting her and just, again, I've watched some of her recent fights like you probably did too. Now you get wrapped into it. Now you know the storylines a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
right.
Now you want to definitely get there and be there live.
You just nailed it. Now I'm interested. Like, there's a storyline there. I was out of it for a while. Didn't really care. But now that she's... You know, we got to talk to her in person, and she's going to be performing at UBS. Now I want to see what happens, and then maybe I'll start to follow at least her aspect of it moving forward.
And the next time she comes back, she'll have both belts.
Yeah, maybe. And BT asked to hold the belt yesterday.
You can't do that, dude. That's, like, illegal. Like, you should not be. It's like the Stanley Cup. Like, you don't pick up the cup. It's not yours.
Well, she let him hold it.
Yeah, I know. She was being nice, but, like, BT should know better.
No, that's BT. I give him credit.
No.
I give him credit for that. I wish I was more brash at times. No?
Not in that instance. Because you got to remember that it's like Sean O'Malley, one of the UFC fighters, came through here. And I was like, oh, he brought the belt with them and he was showing it off. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And he's like, yo, you want to hold it? I go, no, man, you earned that. Like, I didn't do anything.
I'm trying to think. I think the only time I might have, actually, no, two times. So I would, maybe three times if you throw Kenny Danico in there. Remember years ago, we were hanging out with Ken Danico at the 40-40 Club after like some WFAN event. And he was letting people hold one of his Stanley Cup rings. So I was touching that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Even though it was a Devil's thing, it was still a Stanley Cup ring. Then I had Davey Johnson in studio when I was in the minors at WOR. And I was talking about the 86 Mets. I'm like, Davey, you know, I grew up watching your legend and talking about 86. I'm like, yeah, I even see the ring. You got the ring. He takes it off his finger, flings it across the studio table, and it's like, here, you want to hold it? You want to have it? I'm like, what? I took it. I was taking pictures with it. And I actually think if I asked for it, Davey might have been like, yeah, give me $100 or something. I don't know. And then Joe Torre last year, when we went up for the Joe Torre golf event. What's it called again? Do you remember the name of it? Safe at Home Golf Event.
Yes,
charity.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I forget where it was. Somewhere Safe at Home. We were up in Westchester, and I'm telling Joe, I'm like, Joe, I got to be honest with you. I hated your guts. Like, I hated the Yankees. And he was wearing the freaking 2000 Subway Series ring, the championship ring from 2000. He took it off and let me look at it and hold it. And it was really cool. Joe Torre was great in person. But I didn't ask. I didn't say, hey, Joe, let me get that ring. Or, hey, Davey, let me get that ring. BT was like, hey, Sasha, let me see that belt. And she, or not Sasha, I keep calling her Sasha, but hey, Mercedes, let me see that belt. And...
Didn't he do that as well from at the Hard Rock too? That he took the
championship ring out of the case.
Yeah.
They might have brought that over to him. I don't think he asked for that one. But I respect it. BT can be brash at times. Like, but did I really want to take a picture with the belt? No, I want to take a picture with Mercedes. We got that done. I didn't need to hold the belt. But two belts, maybe, I don't know, maybe a different story.
That is special. You hold one, she hold the other.
I'll hold one, and BT could hold the purple one. Because she said that the one
the new one's going to be purple.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
But wouldn't you want to hold the purple one for Grimace, though? You're a Grimace guy now.
Excellent point. BT and Sal on the fan. BT enjoying an off day. He'll be back with us on Monday. Frank is calling from White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Sal.
Yes.
I listen to you when you used to be a knight. I listen to you all the time. I'm a huge fan,
And, you know, a couple calls ago, that guy doesn't deserve to have your name. He should change his freaking name, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you, Frank. Yes, he should change his name. I agree with that. How dare another Sal come after me like that?
No way. He shouldn't come after you like that. That's horrible.
Nah, that's all right. Anyway, we got him, Frank. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal, you know, New York Mets is doing very well, okay? And what happened is now, I hope to God, Sal, they're not going to go and sell. Like last year, if you remember, they used to be pretty bad. But Arizona was worse than them, and they wind up and going to the World Series. You remember?
Yes, we referenced it earlier, Frank, and in case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. The caller that you're talking about, or me referencing the fact that the Diamondbacks and then the Phillies the year before that, there is no reason. I'm not saying this Mets team is a World Series team. However, there is no reason to say that they cannot be. It's not outlandish to think that what I believe now is a playoff team could get in and maybe go to the World Series.
They shouldn't sell. We're watching a good baseball, and we're having fun watching it as a fan. And all this good stuff, and I don't think they should sell. I think they should really get somebody, you know, some pitching that would lead to the next year, you know.
You're right, Frank, and thank you for the call, and we do appreciate the support. You're right. They are buyers. The New York Mets, I cannot believe I'm saying this, they are buyers. They should be buyers. Not halfwayers, not sellers, buyers. They need pitching. Bullpen arms and an arm in the rotation. That would be my wish list. I would also look to change. I'm not opposed to changing some of the structure of the lineup, whether that's moving on from Marte, McNeil, or Alonso. I wouldn't be opposed to. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't know what the value is for McNeil and Marte. And I don't think they're going to have the stones to trade Pete. Now, maybe Pete gets going here and can be an impact player and help that lineup out. But right now, they basically have been doing this without Pete. I view certain pieces as guys who could be moved just to change the look and the structure of the ball club, like Marte, like Pete, like McNeil. Certain guys, though, being traded would be selling. If you trade Severino, you're selling. Guys that I would be looking to trade would be Alonso, McNeil, Marte, Senga. I know it sounds crazy for Senga. I just don't like the fact that it's taken him forever to come back here. And now that the Mets are winning, it seems like he's going to be a willing participant. No thanks. I want a gamer. And maybe you could get something of value for him. And again, I'm not looking to kick him out of town. I'd like to see him come back and start pitching. Chris is calling from Virginia. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Just want to make a... three quick points, and well now two because you knocked out the Mets points because I think they're going to be buyers with the way they're playing. My first point I want to make is I took your suggestion, started listening to that Jose Iglesias song.
Yes.
Super catchy. I like that song
a lot. Very good song, right? I don't know what it says, but it's catchy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Second, going off that Mets buyers point, if you had to prioritize all the different positions, which one would you want to be first? I think bullpen. And then the last point I just wanted to make was about your Atlanta Falcons, because now they have Kirk Cousins. Do you think your Falcons will win the division? I just want to see what you think about that.
I thank you for the call, Chris. I do. We'll get to the Falcons. I mean, we're not going to get to Falcons. We'll get to football, and I will mention that more so August, and we could go over predictions or whatever it may be. But, yeah, I would be surprised at this point, and not just because of Kirk Cousins, because I think their team is as good as anybody else in the NFC South, and I like Raheem Moore, so I think they will be a division-winning team. But I agree with you that it should be bullpen. The Mets' bullpen right now is scary bad. Now, I know it's without Diaz, but even if Diaz comes back, I'm still not 100% sold that he's going to be close to what he was in 2022. I don't expect him to be what he was, but he's got to be close to that for this Mets team to have a real chance. I think he could be okay. I'm still a little nervous about that, though. But even with that, they need arms. Their bullpen needs help. They've been hurt by Raley going down. Now, I know Drew Smith is hurt. I don't think Drew Smith is any good, so I don't think they lose much there. I love Hauser, but he's a long man. They need guys to get high leverage outs late in games. At least one. They lose Raley. That stinks. Ottavino has not been very good this year. Now, maybe he can kind of level out and right the ship. I don't trust Reed Garrett. There's not enough there, you know. Diekman, Young, these guys, they need help. They need bullpen help. That's what I would prioritize. We say goodbye to you today. with the smooth, pleasurable sounds of Jose Iglesias. Enjoy your weekend. Both Met fans, Yankee fans, everybody, enjoy your summer weekend. BT and I will be back again together on Monday at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hoff as well. Evan and Teek, you're coming up next. We'll see you Monday.
Puede que esté crazy, pero no lazy, y hasta lograrlo voy a seguir. Oh, my God, todo lo malo he echado para allá. Oh, my God, dame salud y prosperidad. Que se me alineen todos los planetas, que mi cartera no haga más dieta. Que me visite la buena suerte para ayudar a toda mi gente.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.